Good morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. We have a special interview here this morning. As May 31st is National Dam Safety Day, from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, we're joined by Brian McNulty, Operations Project Manager at Tuttle Creek Lake. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you with us here this morning. We're going to be talking about National Dam Safety Day and kind of the importance of that. And obviously, we have Tuttle Creek Dam here right in our backyard in the city of Manhattan and Riley County, and Pottawatomie County for that matter as well. But what's kind of the purpose of today's commemoration?
Well, it's an awareness day that we do each year, and it's just to remind people that even though we do have dams around the country, those dams are in place and prevent a lot of flooding, but they do not prevent all floods. So the larger, less frequent floods are always a risk, and this day is to keep that in the back of people's minds so that they do prepare for that, and they think about flood insurance, because most homeowners' policies don't cover flood insurance, and that's the main purpose of this day.
All right. And, of course, we have some recent history with some of this. 2 years ago, obviously, the lake got pretty high, and we saw some planning going on, but that's something that probably people should keep in mind at all times, because it can fill up pretty quickly.
Yes. Yeah, in 2019, we filled the flood pool at Tuttle Creek to 99.96% full, so we just had just a few inches of storage left. So, yeah, we had worked with local emergency management agencies in the area during that event. That went fairly smooth in 2019 because, you know, we practiced that every 3 or 4 years with those agencies, even in non-flood times. So we had our last exercise in 2018 and put a lot of those things that we practiced into play in 2019.
The message here, not to put fear in anybody's minds here, but just to, you know, have that plan so that if there is a situation that arises, you have plenty of warning, plenty of time to get out and take care of your stuff.
Yeah, correct. The area downstream of the dam, since the dam was constructed and completed in the early 1960s, we've only had one flood event. That was in 1993 that had pretty substantial flooding. That doesn't mean that we will never have flooding again, because that's probably contrary to the case. We have those small occurrence events, the 1% or less events that happen, and in those cases, the spillway gets used at Tuttle Creek, and those houses that are in the historic floodplain of the Big Blue and even the Kansas River downstream are subject to flooding in that. All of those areas are eligible for flood insurance, so we always encourage people, even though the probability is low, to still maintain flood insurance, because like I had said previously, most homeowners' policies don't cover flood insurance. Even upstream of the dam, the government has purchased flowage easements up to elevation 1140 around the lake, but the top of the dam is closer to 1160. And the low occurrence events where we have a large storm that puts a lot of water in the lake, if it comes into the lake faster than it can pass through the emergency spillway, we can even push water up into those areas that we haven't bought the right to flood. So those areas would theoretically be eligible for flood insurance as well.
All right, that's good to know. And obviously, it's important to have a plan, but buy a flood insurance. And if you're a new homeowner and if you're looking for a place to live, maybe know where the floodplains are and where the biggest areas of risk are.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Most of the flood insurance programs are administered by state and local governments, and both Riley County and Pottawatomie counties and the city of Manhattan have information on what the historic flood areas are. They're broken down by zone, which is frequency or the potential of being flooded if you're in those areas. And that's what those insurance rates, I believe, are based upon. So you can sure contact the city or either one of the counties, and they can help you with those flood insurance zone maps is what they're called. And they're developed locally and are administered through FEMA. And those are available in the local area as well.
All right. How often are those maps updated? Are they updated pretty regularly?
I don't know the answer to that. It's not the thorough update is not done obviously annually. They're done on a less frequent basis. I would guesstimate that that's probably in the 5 to 10 year range that they do large updates of those. But they do make adjustments in them as development occurs and as those zones are filled in with either businesses or housings or facilities and other infrastructure.
Okay. Again, Brian McNulty joining us here from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He's the Operation Project Manager at Tuttle Creek Lake. We've talked a lot about how we all kind of play part in managing flood risk from the dam. Let's talk about some of the things that people can take action on to protect life.
Okay. We always encourage people to have emergency action plans in place for all types of hazards. Flooding should be one of those hazards. And local emergency management officials also encourage you to coordinate with them and have plans together on what you would do if you have to leave your house on short notice, medications that you need to take, pet issues if you have pets in the house and how you're going to handle your pets and how you're going to house them. Something as simple as how you're going to get out of your neighborhood in a flood or in an earthquake or in a tornado event. So those are all different hazards that you can look at. But this day commemorates the importance of having a flood plan. So being able to what you need to take with you if flooding were to occur, and then also what you can do to minimize flood damages if you would have a flood in your neighborhood or in your house.
All right. Well, it's good that we commemorate this because it's so important, especially where we live here in Kansas. I mean, we live right between two of the biggest lakes, if not the biggest lakes here in the state of Kansas, Tuttle Creek and Milford to the west. Is there anything else we should know about here about today?
I also, from a warning standpoint, would encourage people to sign up for either the emergency weather alerts from the National Weather Service, or both counties use an emergency alert system as well. Flooding would be included in those local emergency warnings. There's also traffic announcements and severe weather announcements and tornado warnings and watches that come through the local emergency weather alerts. So the flooding would be included in that. And if you haven't signed up for that, depending on which county you're in, you can contact either your local county or the city, and they can tell you how to sign up for those. And they come in generally through smartphones.
And those come in, those are very, very handy because, they do. If you have that right at your fingertips and you know right away, you don't have to, go to your computer or anything like that. It just comes right to you instantly.
That's correct. We also have, since today is National Dam Safety Awareness Day, if you Google or search on Corps of Engineers, either our Kansas City District website or the Lake website, we'll have links to dam safety information. There's a new program under the National Inventory of Dams that's starting this fall that'll be coming out. Those are a couple of locations you can go for additional information, and that has information on living with dams, how to develop emergency action plans for yourself, and then it's going to give the information on that new National Inventory of Dams that I referred to.
Okay, very good. What is the outflow right now at the dam?
We are at 2,000 CFS as of the end of last week, and went up to 4,000 CFS on Friday, and 4,000 CFS is the release as of the time of this taping.
All right, very good. Well, Brian, we appreciate you coming on and sharing this information about National Dam Safety Day today. We'll have you on again sometime real soon.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.